Pilgrim series. We're working through the Lord's Prayer, but you're going to get a slightly different sermon from me this morning. It's not an exegesis of a line of the Lord's Prayer. It's something a little bit more practical. If you want a title, it would be Praying the Lord's Prayer. Now, I don't want to in any way suggest that I am some kind of expert in prayer. I pray, and just like all of us, probably some days are better than others. Some days I get more distracted than others. But I do find the Lord's Prayer to be particularly helpful, partly because my mind does wander. And so having a structure like that of the Lord's Prayer is something that works well for me. I should say I'm going to go through and give 6 different methods for praying the Lord's Prayer. 6, I'm sorry, it's not going to be that long, don't worry. You may not remember it all at the end, so I will put it on the blog. If you don't know what the blog is, that doesn't apply to you. If you want to find it, go through the church website. But as we come to look at these 6 methods, it's worth reminding ourselves of the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples immediately before giving them that prayer. He says, pray then in this way. He doesn't say, pray these words. He says, pray then in this way. It's a model of prayer for us to use. And so method 1, actually, is to use it as a set prayer. We do it most Sundays, don't we? We do it together when we're in church, and that's a good thing to do. When we're on our own, we may go through it slowly. I often do so when I walk into work in the mornings, trying to pray before I leave the house in the mornings, when the house is carnage, is not always easiest. But walking to work, I have that 10 minutes of quiet. And so I will often just repeat the words of the Lord's Prayer, or I'll use one of the other methods that I'm going to highlight. But just praying through it slowly, maybe pausing at the ends of each line when we're on our own, thinking about the things that we've been learning through the sermon series, through our home groups, through the pilgrim course, stopping, reflecting on what it is that the Lord is causing or asking us to pray. But there's a few other things about praying this as a set prayer which are helpful. The first thing is that we don't use many words. Now that may seem slightly obvious, but sometimes we just don't know what to pray, and we're in a situation we just need to pray quick. Well, actually, the Lord's Prayer is not very long, is it? And so it's a good prayer to pray. Also, it's well known, generally speaking, in our community. So if we have Remembrance Sunday or a wedding or a funeral or something else where we don't usually get people who don't usually come to church are with us, it's a prayer that they too can join in with. We go through it as a set prayer. That's method 1. Method 2 then, just following on from that, is to take it even slower. I'm just calling it a set model. These are just my titles. Some of them are good, some of them are not. But we go through even slower than we would do with method 1. And in this case, you might use some of your own words at each point, or some words from Scripture. A few years ago, when I was a youth worker, I actually wrote my own version of daytime prayer. Particularly because I was a youth worker and I'm not a morning person, morning prayer was just not on my radar whatsoever. So a daytime prayer fitted very well. But what I did, I used the Lord's Prayer as my template. And I would pray one line of the Lord's Prayer, and then underneath, I would have some Bible passages to help me focus on that bit of the Lord's Prayer. So for instance, the Lord's Prayer, when it says, hallowed be your name, at that point I had Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through to 11, which includes these words. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. So I would read, hallowed be your name, and then I would read Philippians. And it sharpens the mind, it sharpens the focus. So then I would pray in my own words, words of praise and worship to God. Nearer to Christmas, you might read from Isaiah chapter 9, which begins, you probably know the passage, for a child has been born to us. It goes on, he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He's named those things. Just speaking those things out and focusing on those different titles can only cause us to respond in worship, to hallow his name. Maybe when we come to Your Kingdom Come, Your Will Be Done, we might look at some of the passages we've read in church recently. We might read about Jesus saying that the kingdom is at hand, or even read one of the Psalms, where God has clearly been with his people at a different and difficult time, where God's will has been done in a particular circumstance. We can then pray for God's kingdom to come in somebody else's life or situation, assured in the knowledge that God has done this before and he will do it again. So method two, just a set model for prayer. Method three would be take it even slower. Method two, you'd pray through the whole of the Lord's Prayer every day. Method three is take it a line a day. So for instance, on day one, we would begin with Our Father in Heaven, hallowed be your name. And then we stop. And again, we could read the scriptures, we could use our own words, but we just purely focus on that day, on that line of the Lord's Prayer. We could maybe say it over and over and over again until it somehow sticks within us. That line itself should cause us to pray prayers of thanks and praise as we remember all that God has done for us, and giving thanks also for his church. Our Father, it's plural. We pray for the church. Again, we might read the scriptures, the Psalms, to find words of praise or worship that others have used in order to speak out to God. It's quite a short one. Method four, pray until something sticks. I know of some people who actually read the Bible in this way. In the morning, they will basically just start in Genesis and just read through the whole Testament. In the afternoon, they start in Matthew and read through the New Testament. And what they do is they read until something sticks. Simply until God speaks to them about something. Something is pertinent to them at that point. And then they stop and they focus on that bit of the scripture that God is speaking to them through. Well, we can do something similar with the Lord's Prayer. Just pray through the whole prayer. Get to the end, start again. Get to the end, start again. And we pray through it until something in the Lord's Prayer just jumps out at us. It sticks. One day we might find ourselves praying, hallowed be your name, because somehow that's where we're at. Maybe we're having just a great day. Maybe you had some brilliant news the night before. And so hallowed be your name is where we're at. And so it sticks. And we just focus on worship and praise. Or maybe the next day we might focus on your kingdom come, your will be done. It could be we've seen something on the news. Or maybe we've had some bad news the night before. And that has caused this bit of the Lord's Prayer to stick. And we pray through that issue. Your kingdom come. It may be the day after that we end up praying your kingdom come again, because something else has happened that day and we want to pray about a different issue. Or the original issue hasn't gone away. You see, every day is going to be different for us. But we pray just until something sticks. Until something jumps out from the Lord's Prayer which says, that's what I need to be praying about. And we spend time. We don't just send up a quick prayer. Then we spend time praying about that issue. So method four, pray until something sticks. Method five, this is a slightly different one, but this is one I use quite a lot. So that's why I thought I'd throw it in. Pray the prayer purely as an act of worship. You'll have noticed as we go through the Lord's Prayer, it has different elements to it. When we pray for people, we pray for the world, we ask God to provide for us, we ask for forgiveness. But actually, it is possible to pray through this great prayer purely as an act of worship. Let's try out, shall we? our Father in heaven. The very fact that God is our Father is due to his initiative, not ours. We were once not his children, now we are. We praise him for what he's done in our lives. Excuse me. Hallowed be your name. His name, his character, is worthy of being praised. We've got all those titles we mentioned before. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Why do we pray that? Because actually, we don't want anyone else's kingdom to overcome God's, because God's kingdom's the best, and his rule is the best, and it's the best for all people. And so what we're doing is we're saying to God, your way is best. We don't always see it in the world, but your way is the best, because you are the best. Give us today our daily bread. We rely on God for everything that we have in life. He's the one who provides all things, who holds and sustains all things. The very breath that each of us just breathed was a gift from him. Forgive us our sins. We don't deserve forgiveness. Yet because of God's grace and his mercy, we can be forgiven. Because of what he did for us in sending the Lord Jesus to the cross, we can be forgiven. Our request for forgiveness is simply claiming what he's already given and granted to us, again by his initiative. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We may sometimes even struggle to spot the difference between good and evil in the world, but God knows these things. We may struggle to resist evil. The Lord Jesus didn't. And then after praying through the different bits of the Lord's Prayer and acknowledging God's good work in our lives and in the world, we respond by praying, for yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. The Lord's Prayer is a prayer that begins and ends in praise. But actually all the bits in the middle can be equally used as praise and worship too. And then finally, method six. And again, this is probably the method I use the most, if I'm honest, in my own quiet time, and that's praying for something specific. So you can go through the Lord's Prayer, and you can have lots of different bullet points under each line. So you've said, hallowed be your name, you've got four or five bullet points, and then you move on and you have another bit, and you have a few bullet points, and then your kingdom come, you might have some bullet points, and forgive us our sins. Well, I've got loads of sins, so I've got lots of bullet points at that point. Or we think of one thing, and we use the model of the Lord's Prayer to pray through that particular issue. It may be a major incident in the world. It could be something that we're facing. It could be whatever. Mike Breen has a helpful book, The Passionate Church. In one of his chapters, he looks at praying the Lord's Prayer in this way. So I'm just going to read his version of a Lord's Prayer that you could pray for a friend who is in need. Father, your reign in heaven extends down to our residence here on earth. Let your glory be seen in the life of my friend. In your kingdom there is no sickness, no pain. Let your kingdom come in my friend's life and body today. Providing our daily bread and our daily provisions includes having a healthy body today. Forgive my friend as he forgives others, knowing that unforgiveness in our spirits can cause our bodies to react as well. Let him not be tempted to turn from you, his healer, in this time of need, and protect him from the principalities and powers that want to cause him harm. See what we've done? The Lord's Prayer is all there. The model of the Lord's Prayer is there, but we've just been praying for one friend, one particular person in need. Maybe we could pray like this, or something like this, at the beginning of our home groups, for those of us who are in home group. Father, you are the Father of all of us here, uniting us in your family of the church. We acknowledge that your throne is in heaven and you are worthy of all our praise. So let your kingdom and your will and your rule be over us as we meet together. May we be aware of your guidance and your grace in all of our studies and discussions. Please give us clear minds that we may better understand this day. Please forgive our sin of not loving and supporting each other as we should, and help us to forgive those who have let us down. Please clear any sense of hurt from us. And please help us to be conscious of each other's needs and not be tempted to use our time together to make ourselves look better or others worse. Please deliver us from such evil and unloving attitudes. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Again, do you see what we've done? We've used the model of the Lord's Prayer to pray for one thing. In that sense, our home group. Jesus gave us some great, great words. It's not just a prayer to pray through using those words, although we can do, but it's a great model for praying. I'm sure each of you, as you pray through the Lord's Prayer, will find other ways of praying it through too. The challenge is to be as the disciples were, and the passage Rob read at the beginning from Luke's Gospel. Lord, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray better. Please give us that heart that we could do so. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you gave us this amazing model for prayer. Thank you that over the last 2,000 years, it has guided countless Christian people in their prayer life. And Lord, we do pray that you would again use this this great prayer to inspire our prayer life and our walk with you too. In Jesus' name, amen.